Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindall strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Smith and he is out, Grammas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Wally Shannon pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Shannon now playing second base. Daryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Musial now playing first base. Bill White now playing center field. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDaniel, and towards Spencer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Hal Smith. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sawatzki hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Crow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.